Genesis chapter 4. This is the time when Adam and Eve had their first sons. And we're all familiar, I think everybody's familiar with what Cain did, how he murdered his brother Abel. And God had questioned him about it. And he come to in verse number 8. And I mean, think about that. Here Cain is, son of Adam, son of the man who the Bible says is the son of God. A son of God, not the son of God like Christ, but a son of God through the lineage of Christ. Goes all the way back. So-and-so was a son of so-and-so, was a son of so-and-so, was a son of so-and-so, till he gets to Adam, who was the son of God. He come from God's hand. God made him from the dirt of the earth. And here he has murdered his brother. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass in verse number 8, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. Y'all need some water? I didn't know if anybody, somebody needed water or what. Okay. All right. I was just checking. Okay. All right. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. The Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And that's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. And what I want to talk to you a little bit about this evening is the redemption of Seth, or Seth's redemption. The Bible says, and I didn't read this part, on down in verse number 25, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. That's a great verse right there. And I want us to look through this to kind of understand some of what's going on. And the Bible gives us this story here about Cain slaying his brother. Cain was the oldest. He was born first, clearly, from the scripture, and then his brother Abel. And either one of them should have known what God wanted or what God would accept by way of sacrifice. Both of them should have known the will of God growing up in the house of Adam. They should have known and did know. And listen, it's very important, parents, it's very important that we raise our children, our families, to know what it is that God expects out of their life. They should know when they come of age what God wants from them, what God's will is for their life. I'm not talking about necessarily the perfect. Listen, we go on. We get out from underneath mom and dad. People get married, and then they begin to find God's perfect will, where they're going to live and work and where they're going to attend church. And that, by the way, that one's on the top, should be on the top of the list. Where am I going to serve God at? There's a lot of people give that up, amen, for a good job. Amen, that's right. The other day, I don't think this will embarrass him, but I'm just going to use it as an illustration. Our son Josh, at that age, he's about done with his college, just a couple more months. And he's, you know, seeking about where God is going to send him and use him, where he's going to work. And he's talking about all these places, you know, away. And the very top question is there a place that I can serve God? If you don't have a place to serve God, I mean, I don't care if they offered you $100,000 an hour. You're going to die spiritually. I mean, some people say, well, I can watch church on Sundays on the YouTube, and I can still read my Bible and still pray. There's nothing, I promise you, that can absolutely make up for the in-person fellowship of the church. Amen. There's a big difference in that. There is. Thank God for the tools and the help for those that are unable. And I believe God would give them grace and help them. But they'll even tell you, it's nothing like being in the house of God. I don't know why I've said all that, other than that the Lord wanted me to say something about it. But anyways, they should know the will of God. But Cain, he gave God an offering of the fruit of the ground. You know that. Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock, the tithe. The firstling, the first. Amen. And Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering to the Lord. That's the work of his hand. And so you say, well, what is really the difference? Abel brought the blood of another on his behalf. That's what God wanted. The blood of an innocent lamb on his behalf. Cain brought the fruit of the ground from his own hand, what he had worked, what he grew, what he had helped bring forth and took care of and pruned and all that he did and brought. And God did not want that. They should have known. He should have known. But then God had even made a way for repentance. In verse 6, the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Cain, if you do well, are you not going to be accepted? I've not accepted this. But if you do well, are you not going to be accepted? Sure, he knew he would. If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Now the meaning of that is this. God had brought him a sin offering, an animal that was right there at the door. That if he did not well, if he was still had the guilt of sin upon him, sin lieth at the door. I mean, there it was that God had brought that animal. That's what I've read. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So God shows him the sin offering that's lying there at the door on his behalf that he could have brought, but he didn't bring it. Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass they were in the field. Cain rose up and slew Abel his brother. Rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Now thou art cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. It's not going to do for you what it did for your daddy. It's going to be even harder for him to get anything out of the ground. And then he said, a fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day. Think about that. Adam was driven out of the garden, and now Cain, his eldest son, is driven out completely from the presence of the Lord. Another in the family, driven out. And from thy face shall I be hid, God said. God was going to hide his face from Cain. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And I don't know what that mark is, and neither does the next man. But God set a mark upon Cain, something that identified him, different from everybody else. And it would have caused men to kill him. When they saw him, they would have known this man, he has done something. Do you remember when Paul got bit in the fire? What did the men say? Oh, he must have murdered somebody. Now vengeance has come back to get him. See, men back in those days, even in the day of Christ, when they saw something like that, they immediately related that to something they've done, and God's marked them. Whether it was Paul's snake, which Paul didn't, God was going to show his power in Paul. That wasn't because Paul did anything. But whatever mark that it was that God had put on Cain would let those that were alive know this man has done something bad. And they would have sought to kill him. Well, God also set a protection over him and said vengeance would be upon whoever it was, up to sevenfold. Now, here's why I'm getting to. Cain knew his wife, and she conceived in verse 17, and bare Enoch. Now I'm going to go through this pretty fast. You stay with me. Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. Enoch means to initiate, to inaugurate, or to dedicate. Enoch's birth was a dedication to the city that Cain was building. I dedicate this city to my son, Enoch. Inaugurate. Initiate. Dedicate. You can see a lot about the thoughts sometimes. Not every time, but the thoughts of a family or a man by his name and by the names of his children. You can see a lot about what's going on in their life. And you'll notice one thing in the line of Cain. There's not many men with the name that ends in El. Most of them that were born in that day, if they had any relation with God, El was somewhere in that name. So you had Cain, his firstborn was Enoch. It didn't have anything to do with God. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. That was the name of the first city that Cain built, Enoch. The inaugurated city. And unto Enoch was born Irad. Nothing about God. Irad means fugitive. So it looks like Enoch, you know, had grown up a fugitive and realized, knowing the story of his father Cain that was put out and was a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And he named his son Fugitive in honor of his father. This is the cursed line of Cain. You've got to remember that. This is that fleshly line. That line that rejected God. And look at Leon. You need to stay with me and see what all they're doing. And then Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujael. And Mahujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. Lamech means a wild man or a conqueror. Mahujael means smitten of God. Methusael is man who is of God. There was only one son. And that doesn't necessarily mean that that one son was trying to reverence God, but maybe he was bitter and screaming that we came from God. Even though we are a fugitive, hey God, we came from you. You made us this way. Can you see that happening? God, you made us that way. It sure goes in line of the way of Cain in the doctrines of Balaam. Amen. Trying to blame God, put the blame on God, blaspheme God for the condition of man, trying to make man like God. So here he is. Right down the line in his family. And Lamech, in verse 19, took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada. And the name of the other, Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and as such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. You see, you begin, when they begin to build cities, men begin to acquire knowledge for other things. And so when he had those two wives, Ada means pleasure or adornment. Zillah means hide. But then Lamech means conqueror or wild man. Now there's a definite comparison between Cain's family and Seth's family. Similar names and generations, one fleshly, one spiritual. You see, when Adam knew his wife again, she bare a son in verse 25 and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel. Abel who died at the hand of Cain. And it sure wasn't going to go to Cain. God gave them another seed, Seth. Now, I do not know that Cain and Seth had their families during the same time. I don't know. I don't know exactly how many years younger that Seth was. But I do know that the mention of everything that Cain did, and all that Cain did was a failure, and all that Cain did, listen, was against God. And it was even the names of his sons were a constant yelling of his condition. And his refute of God. But then now we have here Seth. Seth means appointed. And the Bible said in verse 26 of chapter 4, and to Seth, to him, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Seth had a son named Enos. Cain had a son named Enoch. Enoch was the initiating of city. Amen. Enos, he was the initiating of men calling on the name of the Lord. Then began men to call on the name of the Lord. Thank God that Seth had a son and named him what he named him, to cause men to turn to God. The line of Cain wasn't going to do it, but Seth's line was going to do it. They turned to the Lord. And Enos, his name is Enosh, from Enash. It means desperately wicked. It means incurable, mortal man, feeble. You see, what he knew about himself was, yes, we are cast out. We are desperately wicked. And that's why they began to call on the name of the Lord. We see ourselves, God has rejected and desperately wicked. Our grandfather Adam sinned and we fell. And God, we need your grace. Yeah, man can realize he's desperately wicked and still begin to call upon the Lord. I mean, it depends on how he looks at himself. So Enos and Seth saw themselves as desperately wicked. In chapter 5, we go down through the line, verse 8. All the days of Seth were 912 years and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Cain bare Enoch, like Seth bore Enos. And then Enos had Canaan. Canaan means a nest fixed. In other words, we're going to build a home, not build a city. See, Canaan and his boys, they wanted to build a city. But Seth and his, they just wanted to build a home. There's a big difference, amen? You can get lost in a city, and wickedness can run through the city, but a home, if you build a home, listen, you've got control to make out of that home what you want to make out of that home. You can make sure your children begin to call on the name of the Lord. See theirself the way God sees them, amen, through his eyes. He begat, in verse number 12, Mahalalel, means praise to God. Praise to God. Go back then, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. One has to build a home, a nest fixed. Another, praise be to God. Mahalalel. The other one was Mahujael over on Cain's side. Mahujael, Methusael. Mahalalel. In verse 15, lived 65 years and begat Jared. Jared means to descend, go downward. And then he begat Enoch. Here we're catching up now with Cain and the same, a lot of the same names. Enoch. Jared begat Enoch, which means to initiate or inaugurate. That was the same one when Cain had conceived and bare Enoch, initiate or inaugurate. It just depends on what you're initiating. One's an inauguration for the sinful ways of man. Another is an inauguration for the righteousness of God. We're going to dedicate this family unto the Lord. That's what Joshua said. He said, choose ye this day whom you'll serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's inauguration day. I've got me an Enoch. I've got me an Enoch. Cain had an Enoch and had his inauguration, and now Jared's got an Enoch. And that Enoch begat Methuselah. What did the Enoch beget? To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujael. Mahujael begat Methusael. Sort of like Methuselah. Methuselah, a man of the dart, shot forth. I saw this in the Hebrew in the Strong's Concordance. It said, shot forth as a missile. That's pretty strong. Shot forth as a missile. As a dart. Well, see, what it is it's the power of one that's throwing the other. Methuselah was a man of the dart. No doubt a man of either of the arrow or a spear, but his very name, his very life, the influence that he was in his family was like a dart. You know, the Bible talks about the fiery darts of the wicked. Well, Methuselah's words are like the fiery darts of righteousness. A man shot forth. Methuselah The Bible said in verse 19, and Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Look at what happened in this family. They had one raptured out. Enoch. Enoch, the man that was inaugurate for the righteousness of God on this side. When they begat Noah, Noah means rest. In verse number 29, he called his name Noah. Lamech, in verse 28, lived 182 years and begat a son. He called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. So Noah's name meant rest, quiet resting place. He walked up and down. The children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness. A continual walk. Finding. Enoch walked with God. Enoch and Noah and Adam, of course, before the fall, the only antediluvians who walked with God. The Bible says he walked with God. That righteous line. Noah's the one, it's mentioned, that he found grace. You don't see that in Cain's line. There's one family that, and that was Cain's family, that was a constant going against God. I mean, what would cause Cain? What kind of hate was in his heart to murder his brother? That had never been done. Nobody had ever killed anybody. He killed him. Killed him, didn't he? My, what sin. It's untelling. If you study their lives and their names, I mean, you can just begin to think it's untelling how wicked. You say, Brother Mark, how wicked did it get? The Bible says that wickedness finally got to where it was great in the earth. And there was only one family that found grace, and it was Seth's family. Family of Noah. The rest of them, big majority, Canaanites, Cain's descendants, wicked, ungodly, murderous, adulterous, sodomites. I mean, doing things that man absolutely claiming God made them that way. Now, if God had his way, they'd have been back over at the garden. Amen. Even after the fall of Adam, they would have been right outside of the area of the garden. They were still at the place where they could hear the voice of God and bring him a sacrifice. My goodness. Anyways, I want you to stand this evening. I'm glad.